Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am HaYoshev B'Tzion. It says in Perek Chofei Pasuk Zayin Ve'eli Yemei Shnei Chayei Avraham Asher Chay Me'as Shana V'Shivim Shana B'Chamesh Shanim. And these are the days of the years of the life of Avraham that he lived 100 years and 70 years and 5 years. Ad kan midivrei kotzer shel ha-pasuk. Rashi explains that when he was 100 years, ben mea ki ben shivim. When he was 100, he was like 70. When he was like 70, he was like 5 without sin. So, why does he say that when he was like 100, he was like 70? So, of course, he lived 175 years. The Torah says 70. But why does the Torah break it down like that? Mea shana, ma'as shana, 100. V'shivim shana, not shivim v'chameish shanim. V'shivim shana, and 70 years, v'chameish shanim. So everything is b'diyuk. So we know that the Torah says, ben seva takum, you have to get up in front of the elderly. And that's a 7-year-old, like it says in Yoredei and Reish Mem Dalet Aleph. And the Geder was like we see in Maseches Kedusha and Daf Lamed Gimel. Rabbi Yochanan would stand up in front of Gentile elderly men. And he would say, wow, how many adventures come here, Patku Adi Alay. How many adventures they've had in their lives. In other words, a person lives a full life. It teaches what life is supposed to teach you. Life is a great teacher. And that's the 70 years, like it says in Tehillim 90:10, Yemesh Nosein Abem Shivim Shana, V'Megvur Os Shmonim Shana. And with less than that, you haven't been elevated as much as life can elevate you. And then when you get to 70, so life has taught you 70 years worth of lessons. That's what it says about Avram. That he was went higher and higher. And when he was 100, he was like 70. With regard to the fact that all the years until he was 100 were days of Aliyah. Just like until 70, a person has Aliyah because life is teaching him those lessons. So to until 100, life is teaching you those lessons. Was teaching Avram those lessons. So that's the 100 like 70. And he constantly had Aliyah. He was constantly growing. The best way to live your life. But that it says that when he was 70, it was like he was 5. Without sin. We have to understand that. So Bishlamer earlier by Sarah it says V'yuchay Sarah me'ashana asum shana v'sheva shanim shnei chayei Sarah. So to tell you each time shana me'ashana asum shana sheva shanim. So we darshan each one individually, 100 like 20 for sin, because until 20 you're not bas onshin, and then 20 like 7 in beauty. There's an Indian of 20 to sin. Because until 20, one doesn't get punished. Bezin Shalmaila for one's sins. What's the hagdor of being like a 5-year-old for sin? Why a 5-year-old? I understand a 13-year-old maybe, 20-year-old. What's the meaning of 5 for sin? What's the Hagdara of 5? Why is 5 different than 4, 9, 7? Pasuk says, Dafka 5. 5 is goes has a separate mention. Like, sorry, I get it. 20 for sin is because until 20, you're not Chayv Onshin. But what's the 5? We also have to understand, Maishan Lagabe Sarah, Pasuk has told her the fact that she didn't sin And the fact that she was 20, for her it was 20, and Avram was 5. So first we want to understand the significance of the 5. And then why by Sarah was it 20 and by Avram was 5. We also have to understand what Rashi says, like Abay Sarah, that she was Bas Kuf Ke Bas Kof Lechet. She was like 100, like she was 20 for sin. But sin really starts at 12. If you're talking about Onshim, okay, there it's 20. But Chet is 12. So what's the mile of 20? So it must be that the Nidon is on Onish. Rashi writes Chet. Mizrahi zomed on this, Gwari zomed on this. And also the Gwari added, why do you have to say 100 was like 20 for sin? Make her like 7. Just like when she was 20, she was like 7, she was as sweet, beautiful looking as a 7-year-old. As pure as a 7-year-old looking. So why don't you say also for sin? You have less sins when you're 7 than when you're 20. I'd much rather have on my account sins that I did till I was 7 than sins I did till I was 20. Mavin Yovin. So it says Morena Barabena Moore Nenu Lishmo the Zikra Tavis Nefesh. Reb David Zatzal as follows. Sharei Hop Shito Shemashika Tuvkan Be Meashanak Ben Helechait. In Perusho Shibiyom Heoto Ben Meashana Lochata. אלא הכוונה היא על ימי שני חיי אברהם אשר חי. When it says that when he was 100 years old, he was like 5 for sin. Because when he was 100, he was like 70, and he was like 70, he was like 5. So when he was 100, he was like 5 for sin. It doesn't mean that on his 100th birthday he didn't sin. So at the years of his life, and until 100, he was without sin like a 5-year-old. So Chor is a kasha from the Rambam in Hilchos Akum, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. There the Rambam says, that only at 40 years old Avraham Avinu recognized his creator. In Fusiyashin it says 48. It's discussed by the Avodas HaMelech and others. And Rambam explains that until then he was Mushka Bu'ul Kazdin Ben Oivdei Kochavim HaTipshim Ba'ovi V'imo V'chol Ha'am Oivdei Kochavim V'hu Oivdei Dimayim. They were serving idols and he was serving idols with him. Parenthetically, the Avodas HaMelech there, and the Rambam brings in the Medrash that Avraham was afraid, and he said, maybe I have a sin, that I was serving idols all these years. And if so, he had sin. So how do we say he's 100 years old without sin? He has sin. Until he was 40 or 48, he was serving idols. What do you mean without sin like a 5-year-old? He had plenty of sins. So what do you mean, Me'a Shana B'lo Chet? So Sarah, who was 10 years younger than Avram, like we see, 17, she also was a Balas Tshuva. What do you think, Sarah was brought up like a Beis Yankov girl? Maybe her namesake, Sarah Schneer, she was a girl from FFB. Sari Mena was not an FFB. She was also a Balas Tshuva. Until she was either 30 or 38. And then she marries Avram and then things are good. But Sarah also had years where she wasn't from. So how do you say that all her years were sinless? Everyone always says, oh, sorry, she was so pure, she never sinned. You know, ma pitam. And Avraham Avinu, certainly it's mefurish in the Rambam that he also was sinning. So it appears, based on what the Rambam there writes, v'kevin shenigmal eisan zeh, hischil l'shoytet b'daitoi, v'hu koton, v'hischil l'lachshoiv b'yoyim uv'alayla. V'yatameya, he'ach efshar, she'ihe ha'galgal hazeh noheg, tamid, v'lo yeh lo manhig, u'mi yisaviv oto, ki efshar she'yisaviv et atzmo, v'lo yeh lo melamed, v'lo mudiyah oto davar, אלא מושקע באור כסדים, ועובד עמהם בליבו משוטט ומבין, עד שהשיג דרך האמת, והבין קו הצדק מתבונתו הנכונה, ובין 40 שנה הכיר אברהם את בוראו. So Avraham Avinu was משוטט בדייטוי, and he was thinking day and night, he was a cotton, he was חושב ביום ובלילה, and he was Tamea, how could it be? The world is going round and round. Nobody is making it go round. And nobody was teaching him anything. And he was submerged in Urkazdim, in that place of idolatry. And he was serving idols with them. And he was trying to understand, searching, until he understood the Derech HaEmes. And he understood the line of truth, justice, from his pure understanding. And Avraham Avinu recognized his creator at the age of 40. It took him a lot of years of searching, but in the end he found. In the Sagas HaRaiva there he writes, Yesh HaGadah Ben Shalosh Shanim, Shenemer Ekev Asher Sham Avraham B'Koli, Minyan Ekev. And Avraham listened to my voice, Ekev. Ekev is 172. So the Raiva says in the Medrash he was 3. So the Rambam wants to say he was 40. The Ravid said, what about the Medrash that he's 3? So the Gos Maimonios is Miyashiv that so that it says 3 is when he starts searching. The Rambam himself says that he was searching from the time he was a katan. But Lemaisa he was masig the Derech HaEmes, behaving Kavat Tzedek Rak when he was 40 or 48. So it appeared that he was serving idols with his parents. But it was without true das, without recognition. So already from the time he was 3, he was saying, can't be. There must be one God running this world. So he was doing it maisa koif. He was doing it mitzvah sanashim milumada. He was doing it by habit. But he didn't really mean it. When did he get to the MS? He got to the MS when he was 40. Then he completely stopped being Ovid Avodah Zarah. That's all by Avram. But Sarah doesn't say about her das that it was Mishotetes. She was serving Avodah Zarah. She had no one to teach her. She was also submerged among the Ovid Avodah Zarah Tipshin, like the Rambam writes by Avram. Her avoidu was begether tinek shenishba lebein ha'akum. It's a machlekes in Shabbos 68b, tanaim and amaraim. If a tinek shenishba schayb a carbon in these kapara, or the person's in anus legabe carbon, and we pass in ischayb a carbon, shemikom makom boi kapara. But Peshitta, there's no onesh. How is the person supposed to know? So it emerges that there's a chilik between Avram and Sarah and the Avodah Zarah until they came to the religion of truth. That the union of Sarah was machmas hayesa begedel tinok shenishba. By Avram, melvad hayesa gedel onus shel katan shenishba, hayta bo kula nosefet, sheavodato hayta belo daat klal, La'avay dezare, shekvar hikir sheinam klum, af al pi shadayin lo asik derech haemet, shaz asik legamrei la'avay d'avay dezare. Not only was Avram a kadosh shenish b'bein ha'akum like Sarah was, but he had another kula, another mitigating factor, and that is his das wasn't for avodah zarah. His mind was elsewhere. He was doing it because that's what you have to do. if you're a member of the Terach family, but he wasn't really into it. So now it appears follows that Sarah was serving Avodah Zarah Lamaisa. And now we say what she was. Sarah lived. Me'ashana, Vesrimshana, Shavashanim. So when she was Me'ashana, she was like Esrim Lechait. It's only Gabe Chait Shein Ba'onesh. In other words, she was a Tinok Shenishba. So she wasn't punished. There's no Onesh for being a Tinok Shenishba. So that's the Nidon here. When Rashi says lechait, he's talking about a chait that has no punishment. Because she didn't have any punishment when she was 20, she was a tinok shenishba. And so to 100 like 20, no punishment. Lo magia la'onesh. And therefore she's compared to a 20-year-old, because a 20-year-old can sin. Just there's no onesh. Until 20, there's no onesh. This is telling us that, yeah, she sinned. But there was no onesh because she was a tinoka shenishba, shenishbisa. What din chenu besara shechata b'cheit shemitzad atzmo ein bo din onesh. So she sinned, but oneshless. Tinoka shenishbisa. But Avram sins without das at all. See, he wasn't equated to a 20-year-old. Where the sin is without an onesh. There, by Avram, there was a chisaron in the etzem achet. He didn't have das, he wasn't into it at all. So he's compared to a 5-year-old. Why a 5-year-old? You learn an avos ben chamesh shanim lamikra. And then the mefarshim say, mikan ve'elech safi like a Torah. Give it, feed him like an ox. Starts learning at 5. That's Tchilas Hadas. But until 5, he has no Das. That's why you don't start learning till 5. So it was like until he became 5. That's what it means, 5. Until he became 5. Without Das. Meaning he lived 175 years. 70 was 100, was like 70. 70 was like 5. Because all the sins that he did until 5 were without das. So that's how sinless Avram did. He never sinned with das. And if you say it's not until he reaches the age of 5, but it's all the 5th year also until he reaches the age of 6, meaning the 6th year, that when he says he was like 5, it means five and not 6. When we talk about Ibn Chamesh Shana al-Mikra, it means then on his 5th birthday. So that's what it means, that he sinned without that. Until his 5th birthday, he was sinning without that, so Tiri didn't have das. Or you could say it means his whole 5th year, because you see that by business, that it says putos mekach mekhan mekach memkarn memkarn, getting 59a. By metaltalin, they have a little bit of das. And the Gemara says, like a 6-year-old. But until a 6-year-old, he's lacking. So, and the Gemara discusses in Bava Basra that maybe their Eidus is Eidus b'metaltalin, not for the Xeris HaKosuf. And parenthetically, when the Gemara says in Sanhedrin 55b, that by a cotton, it's also called a takola, that a cotton can sin, just God doesn't give him a punishment. It's only in a certain dag of das, of like a 5 or 6-year-old. But pachas mizeh, it's pashut that he's not sinning at all, even without God having mercy on him. But that's a different topic for a different time, maybe. Akopanim is compared like to a 5-year-old, because a 5-year-old, until he's 6, he has no das for Mekach u'Memkar. So his 5th year, until his 6th birthday, he's lacking das. That was Avram's sin. He doesn't start learning Chumash until his 5th birthday. So until then, he's no das. Those were Avram's sins. Avram's sins, Ein Hachinami, was serving idols until 40, until 48, but it was without das. So that's the interesting Avram and Sarah. Sarah's sins were sins, but she's a tinokas shenisbash, she's pater from Einish. Avram is even less, because it's a chisaron in the etzem achet, because he didn't have das when he was doing it. So what sort of crazy stuff are you up to over here? He didn't believe in it. He had such serious doubts. He harbored such serious doubts, even though he kept doing it. Therefore, the pasuk can say that he's 175, 100 like 70, 70 like 5. So it comes out according to the meaning, and that's his level of sin. Like he was under 5 or under 6. So it's meduik lefiz eloshin Rashi. So she was batz kufke batz kuf lechet. By Avram, Rashi says a different lashon. Rashi's lashon by Avram is uven shivim keven chamesh belo chet. It's gemaldik. Can't say by Sarah below chet. She had sin. It was just tinoka shenish, but she wasn't chayav its onish. Ram was hagdar of below chet because he was sinning without das. He didn't mean it. Nope, so we have a beautiful Mahalach in this Rashi and understanding the difference between Sarah and Avram. And of course, there's always so much more to say, but you can't say it all at once. So we hope to revisit this, and I thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.